It's Sunday, the 4th of May, 8:20 a.m. and I'm back in the garden. In the wet garden. It rained last evening and through the night, I think. Well, I suspect. I can hear a bee. Where are you? The garden, though wet, oh, it's looking lovely. So much new growth. My acers are almost in full leaf already. Bluebells are up. The hardy geraniums are swelling at an amazing rate. And the apple trees just coming into flower. Millions, millions of tiny wee flowers. So many flowers and plants and bulbs, even an allium stock, a lone stock, that's goodness grief, it's 30 inches at least, with its wee bulbous head, it's getting ready to swell up. There's a scent in the air, because the air's fairly calm. Sweet scent. It's just so lovely this morning. Everything's got that fresh, wet look. I can see that bee now. In actual fact, it's not a bee. It's just landed on the apple tree. Pretty sure it's a wasp. No matter. It's welcome. It's welcome to feed my garden. It's so good to be back here. Yes, holiday was great. Getting away for a wee break is always great. But you've got to come home sometime so you can go away again. Because if you're away all the time, it's no longer a holiday. And coming back to our home, our immediate neighbourhood, our good neighbours, our friends in my garden, the birds. There's nothing bad about that. You hear that wood pigeon? Have you noticed? My wood pigeons, they always finish on that one note when you think they're actually going to do another wee repeat. It's like stopping on the upbeat. Listen for it finishing on the upbeat, if you can hear it. You see what I mean? It is lovely here this morning. It's not warm, it's just not cold. But it's so fresh and I can smell the greenery, I can smell that scent. do love here. I do love this spot on this great big globe. And I did miss that noise. Not. Some people actually like that sound, passing overhead. Not me. Just destroys my peace. Now that pigeon's showing off. I guess that's what he's doing anyway. I heard on the radio this morning while I was in the shower that the nightingale has been deemed the bird with the more variety to its song than any other bird. I'm not sure if that's in the UK or the world. Maybe so. I don't have nightingales, but I have the next best thing. That blackbird, or any blackbird, who sings from the rooftops and the treetops last thing at night and first thing in the morning. Now they're all trying to get in the act. But you'll not beat Mr. Blackbird. You know that round tree that I thought was dead? The one that I use as a coat hanger for the feeders. It's not dead after all. There's loads of growth coming on it. Maybe I'll give it a second chance. Everything deserves a second chance. All I need is one of Adrian Wick's Skylarks.